This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
I am Taryn, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
And quick question, Robbie, were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40?
No, but I was the one that called in yesterday morning at the exact time and tell you guys happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, well, thanks, Robbie.
Well, I think that counts for more than listening to the men's room for the cheat sheet.
Sure does.
Yes.
For those playing at home, Robbie will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Whose phone number is 867-5309?
Jenny.
Correct. How many moons does Mars have?
4.
No.
3.
No.
2.
Correct. What is the only mammal capable of true flight?
True flight?
Yes.
A bird?
No.
It's pass.
What car brand is known for its 4 rings logo?
Say that one more time.
What car brand is known for its 4 rings logo?
4 rings. Land Rover. I don't know.
No. Pass. What kind of tree is the tallest on Earth?
Redwood?
Yes. The Romanian flag is blue, yellow, and what other color?
Red.
Yes. Yogi Bear made his debut as a character in which cartoon?
It was the Hanna-Barbera one. Pass.
What was the device called that first recorded sound?
A stenograph?
No.
All right.
You know what, though? You got 4 right, Robbie, which is more than I got first time I played Beat Migs.
Yeah, but you kept doubling it.
So that means that next time it's going to be even greater.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Here comes your fierce competitor.
Let's go.
Mr. Steve Migs, are you ready to play the game? Yeah, Daddy, let's go. Whose phone number is 867-5309?
Jenna.
That's correct. How many moons does Mars have?
It has 2.
It does. What is the only mammal capable of true flight?
Squirrel.
No.
Bat.
Yes. What car brand is known for its 4 rings logo?
Kia.
No.
Audi?
Yes. What kind of tree is the tallest on Earth?
Redwood.
Correct. The Romanian flag is blue, yellow, and what other color?
Red?
Yes. Yogi Bear made his debut as a character in which cartoon?
Hey, Boo Boo. It's Huckleberry Hound.
That is correct. What was the device called that first recorded sound?
An iPhone.
No.
I don't know, audio recorder.
No.
A phonogram.
No. Randy Rhoads was killed in a plane crash in what early 80s year?
1981.
No.
1980.
No.
1982.
Correct. What is the only sport to have been played on the moon?
Basketball.
No.
Baseball.
No.
Soccer.
No.
Golf.
Yes.
I know it's too late.
Too late.
I had too many guesses. I feel good knowing that I got that out of my system.
Well, you did. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a win, 8-4. Sorry, Robbie. Next time.
It's all right. Good job, Steve.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good one. You're sampling the best. Better than all.
You were so close, by the way. Talking about the first device to record sound, it was the phonograph.
The phonograph.
You were very close. And eventually you got golf. 8 points on the board today, Steve. Good
job. Thank you. Big win. Big win.
When was the last time you won an award or a medal or a trophy or a stupid wrestling belt?
Excuse me? Stupid? You're looking at the SOS Tag Team Champion right now.
Did you just get one over the weekend?
Yeah. Big win. We won fair and square, too.
Oh, well, congratulations to you guys.
That's right. Migs and Beretta for life.
Oh, man. So, Rockaholics, what about you? When was the last time you won an award, a medal, a trophy, something awesome like that, even a wrestling belt? 206-803-ROCK. We are bringing this up because a member of the show just won an award for something cool, but random.
And not a wrestling belt.
Not a wrestling belt.
And they've been wearing it around the studios.
206-803-ROCK. What was the last time you won an award, a medal, or a trophy? We will take your calls after Breaking Benjamin. The Daily Mix Show. I know you've been waiting for the code word to text for your shot at Linkin Park tickets, and that is the word zero. Text the word zero to 206-803-ROCK for your chance to score tickets to the show. When was the last time you won an award, a medal, a trophy, something excellent like that? 206-803-ROCK. We're bringing this up because Danny has been wearing around this medal that he won over the weekend. A big achievement, Danny. How did you get said medal?
I finished a race.
All right. Yeah. Nobody ever does that.
You know, honestly, I never really thought that participation medals were, like, that cool until I never got one. And then I was like, literally never got a medal when I was a kid. And so now, anytime I get to do any kind of thing that I get a medal, I get so excited.
Well, and also, those are just, I think it's more of, like, a medal, I guess you could call it a participation trophy. But in a way, it's just, like, a way to, like, celebrate an accomplishment.
Yeah.
And also, you paid for it when you probably signed up and paid X amount of dollars.
Yeah, let's not put that part out there,
purchase
Steve.
The medal.
It costs money to run.
Yeah. It's really cool with the medals, though, because they do, like, they're pretty intricate. Like, they're not just, like, you know, gold number one medals. Like, they actually have, like, graphics on them and stuff.
Granted, it's two completely different things, apples to oranges, but it reminds me a little bit of, like, the military challenge coins. They all started off kind of looking the same, and then everyone got a little bit more creative, and then companies were doing more creative designs. So now it's like, when I get a challenge coin, which I'm always so appreciative of getting one, some of them are like a bottle opener. Some of them are like just whole different, like, intricate skulls. And I'm like, that's cool. And I've noticed a few of the medals have kind of become that way, too.
I love them so much.
So, Danny, you've been doing, you know, these, like, fun runs and things like that for a while now. How many medals do you have in total in your collection?
See, that's the other reason. I only have two.
Well, have you ever finished a race?
I have. Okay. No, that was a funny thing. Wow,
what?
Steve. No, like, a lot of times when I did the ones back in Albuquerque, they never had, like, a medal at the end of them. And I was like, come on, even though it's just a 5K. Like, come on. I want a medal of some sort, and they never had one. So recently I did one over Thanksgiving, the turkey trot, and now I just did the St. Patrick's Day dash here in Seattle, and I got a medal for both of those.
The medal kind of have a relation to the date, to the holiday? Like, is the medal like a turkey?
That had a turkey on it that's dashing.
It would be kind of cool if it was like a giant drumstick.
It would be. You're going to eat this. And then this one has it's the rainbow neck thing, and then it has like the leprechaun with a pot of gold.
That's
at the
awesome
end of it.
I love so cool. That well, congratulations and well done.
Thank you.
You gotta get one of my buddy. He does a lot of like different, like, half marathons, marathons. He's got one of those, like, wall holders that has, like, all the medals, and I'm like, well, now you're just bragging, because it's like just one after another. It's pretty cool looking.
I mean, I get one every year when I ride in Bike MS, and I do kind of have them on display out in our shop. Mm-hmm. It's not a race. It's not timed. It's just a participation situation. But I save every single one of them.
Someone texted in and said, I was just awarded Employee of the Month. I got a cool plaque and $50 to Fred Meyer.
Have you ever been Employee of the Month here or anywhere?
No.
I haven't either.
Yeah. All these years.
Recognized.
Been here forever. Granted, we just started doing that again. So, I mean, it's been, there's a good like 15-year break from when we last time we did an employee. Remember back in the day we had Employee of the Month and you got a cape?
Well, oh, I totally forgot about that.
It was so ridiculous.
You guys, we need to start campaigning.
To what? Become Employees of the Month?
Yeah. I'm going to start campaigning for you.
What do I get from it?
Well, maybe we can get capes again.
Because if it's just like an email, I don't really care. I need something out of it. If I get a $50 gift card to Fred Meyer, groceries ain't cheap. I'll take that in a heartbeat.
All right.
Plus, I need some new socks.
We should start making some suggestions. We'll put them in the suggestion bin.
Someone said, my beer league team, we just won the championship. It was a 40 painted gold, LOL.
Oh, I like that.
That's actually pretty fun. I remember when my beer league team in hockey, we won the championship in our league for a couple of years. I think we actually three-peated, no big deal. Actually, it was a big deal for me because I sucked and the rest of the guys were really good, so it was impressive. But it was, the trophy was kind of funny because at one point they did care to like write the team names and then eventually they stopped doing it. It was like one of those trophies where they had a bunch of empty spots where you could put. So then people just used like sock tape or hockey tape and just put it on the trophy and wrote their team name in it, which added to the little history of it all. Because it was like, okay, that's so low budget, but it makes it even better.
Very fancy.
Yeah.
People are absolutely losing their minds, and it's all because of rock guitarists and where they rank on the list of greatest guitarists. So we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Mirror magazine listed the 10 best guitarists of all time.
I'm sure this isn't going to piss off anybody.
Nobody. Everyone's going to agree 100% with their choices. Here's who they picked for number one.
Here it comes. It's Danny V. Some say that this is his best guitar solo ever. Brian May.
Some would say the best hair in all of rock music.
I would disagree.
Some would say the smartest man in rock music.
Now, is it true that he made his own guitars? Because I heard that somebody said that like he had something to do with making guitars as well, which I was like, damn, man. Like, just when you think this guy's got it all like dialed in, he even does cooler stuff. Yeah, so on the YouTube page, and Brian May made his own damn guitar. That's all you need to say. And the person says, Brian May plays to the stars, and they listen.
Oh, that was deep.
Okay.
Number two?
Yes.
Jimi Hendrix.
Okay, some would argue he should be number one.
Number three, Mark Knopfler.
You know what's sad? Is I had to do a double take because at first I was like, is that the Pink Floyd guy? I'm like, no, it's not the Pink Floyd guy. It's Dire Straits.
Yeah, Dire Straits.
Yeah, I don't really pay much attention to Dire Straits to be able to have an opinion on that.
Other guitarists that made the list, Slash, Jimmy Page, Carlos Santana, David Gilmour, Keith Richards, but many were a little thrown off by who they put at number 10, and that would be Dave Grohl. So this led to a whole bunch of comments, thousands of comments. So we've got to go straight to the comments.
Now, I think Dave's a fine guitarist. I mean, he writes great songs, a catchy. He's a great songwriter, but I don't know if I would put him in the top 10 either.
There's a lot I would put ahead of Dave Grohl.
So yeah, there are a lot of comments. Most of them are about the fact that Dave Grohl was in this top 10, but then others as well that people are upset that weren't in this top 10. So we grabbed a bunch of these comments. We figured who better to read these comments than one of the greatest musicians of all time, somebody who has sold lots of records and made lots of hit songs, Britney Spears.
Perfect!
So Robot Britney Spears will read the comments about the top 10 guitarist of all time. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yeah.
I now regret having Britney Spears do it.
If you make a top 10 list and it forgets both Eddie Van Halen and Stevie Ray Vaughan, you're not even being serious. You honestly are straight up stupid.
I don't disagree. I think Eddie and Stevie both should be in a top 10. And I'm not even a big fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan's music. Like, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
I never listened to it, but when I've heard the songs, I'm like, yeah, this guy's a freaking phenomenal guitarist.
Absolutely.
And has so much soul to what he does.
Yeah, I don't know. You can't even really be relevant in your list if you don't have Eddie Van Halen in, like, the top three.
But there are no Dave Grohls.
No Eddie Van Halen? F*** off. Slash is a hack.
Okay. I did see some hate for Slash as well, and I'm like, you know, I'm not a guitarist, so maybe I'm just... It's the same when, like, sometimes I'll see people have hate for Kirk Hammett, and like, oh, he doesn't hear the wah-wah pedal, hey. And I'm just like, well, it's freaking cool sounding.
Sounds pretty dope to me.
Same with Slash. Yeah. I freaking love his guitar playing, and his solos are always, like, memorable.
All day.
Why the hell is Dave Grohl on this list?
I think that's a question that, like, thousands of people on this Facebook post were asking.
Yeah, there's a lot of people missing from that top 10.
I'm willing to put money. They put him on the list because they knew that people would get upset. They put him at 10, so who cares? And they knew that people would comment about it, and it would bring up the algorithms, get more people to view their page, more people to argue, and they make more money.
I mean, they're doing it right now. Yes. It's brilliant.
Dave Grohl, great drummer, hell yeah. Mediocre guitarist, for sure. Shitty husband, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, rock star husband, you know.
He is a pretty awesome husband, right? All right, we have one more comment about the top 10 guitarists of all time.
Is this supposed to be a joke? Because this is ridiculous. Dave f***ing Grohl, there are two other guitarists in his own band that are better than him.
Oh, man. You're not wrong. That's right. There are three guitarists in the Foo Fighters. Danny, you're the resident guitarist here in our studios. I know you rocked the saxophone, but this wasn't about the top 10 saxophone players. But Dave Grohl would probably be number 10 in that as well, just to get some traction online. Who would you put as the number one guitarist?
Oh, Billy Joe Armstrong.
Okay. Does, Steve. Thank you. We rest this case.
Imagine, if you will, being sent away on a business trip that was supposed to be 10 days long. 10 days away from home. Mm-hmm. But that business trip ends up being 9 months long, Steve Miggs. Jeez. We're going to tell you how this went down during What's Trending After Linkin Park. The Daily Miggs Show. As you kick off your day, wake up, get that caffeine pumping through your veins, you might be trying to figure out what's happening in the world of pop culture. And there is a lot out there. We can tell you all about it during What's Trending. What's Trending? On the Daily Miggs Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go. NASA's astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore are finally coming home today. They were on a space mission that was supposed to be 10 days. It turned into 9 months. NASA's SpaceX Crew 9.
Excuse me? If they went from 10 days to nine months. Could you imagine telling your significant other, like, hey, babe, I'll be back in a week and a half. And next thing you know, I mean, it'd be nice if you had like a bunch of crap you had to do when you got home, so that it kind of prolongs it.
Oh, for sure. So they unlocked from the International Space Station early this morning. But, I mean, how do you even process that when you're stuck up there with just one other person?
Now, the tough, I mean, if you're single, I think it'd be kind of like, okay, whatever, I don't give a crap, or, you know, what, but they have families. Although maybe they're like, oh, let's give me a little bit of a break. I can finally get a nap.
I mean, that's a solid point.
That is insane, though. And what would be the first thing you would want to do if you've been gone from this? I mean, I'm not even from this country, from this planet.
I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
Go get a Dick's Burger.
That's funny. I was thinking, like, what food place would I want to go to? Especially up there, I kind of imagine the food is not all that great.
No.
So I would definitely hit some kind of a restaurant.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
No more space.
Trappers.
Food.
I'd probably go to Trappers.
Nice
sushi.
Choice.
Yeah, all you can eat and just stay there all freaking day. All right, we have exciting news. I know, Danny, you're excited about it. I'm definitely curious to hear your take on this because Adam Sandler just posted it. Netflix posted it as well. A brand new trailer, the first trailer for Happy Gilmore 2.
I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start. Come on, brother.
Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
There you go. It's coming out on July 25th on Netflix, so that means it's probably not going to be all that great.
Wow. I think it's going to be amazing. Personally.
You really do?
I mean, the first one, if you watch it back again, it's like really not that amazing.
It's over the top stupid, but so much fun.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Dumb and Dumber type. Yeah. It's like, did they need a second one? No, but they did a second one, and I enjoyed it thoroughly. So at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, I kind of need an update on what Happy's doing these days. See if Shooter McGavin finally got what's coming to him.
I mean, I will be pleasantly surprised if I like it, but I have a rough time with remakes or sequels that I don't believe needed to be done. So we'll see. We'll see.
I'll absolutely watch it because it's on Netflix, and yeah. I spend every freaking night trying to figure out what the hell to watch because there's nothing good for both of us to watch. So this will be something for us to watch.
Let's go.
But looking forward.
I don't know. After watching the trailer, there's one moment that made me kind of laugh. But other than that, I was like, I don't know.
Is he too old?
I guess we'll find out.
But, yeah, I'm ready.
But you know what? It's on Netflix, so I'm not paying to go to a theater to see it. I'm already paying for the damn service.
Exactly.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve? His record right now stands at 78 wins, 40 losses, and 20 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily Migs Show.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.